All right. At 7:05, I'll call this meeting to order, and we'll start with attendance.
Okay, today's attendance question is, what is, courtesy of Megan, what is your guilty pleasure on your phone? So, like, an app that takes up too much time, or, like, a video you watch repeatedly, or really anything is a guilty pleasure. Okay, first up is Senator Alders.
Probably TikTok or Word.
Senator Ash.
Also Wordle.
Senator Barrios. Senator Carlson. Senator Davison. Senator Fisher.
YouTube.
Senator Forsberg.
Twitter.
Senator Cabede.
YouTube.
Senator Maurer.
How many world cities can you name?
Senator Piela.
Netflix.
Senator Suki.
We're not in.
We're not.
So we're gonna try to solve like four of them at once and you get 9 tries.
Cool. Senator Usmanova. Senator Vandari.
YouTube.
Senator Barry.
YouTube.
Senator Sapelt.
Signing my home screen.
Senator Fest Hatson. Chair Allard.
Probably not for me.
For me, probably TikTok. Parliamentarian Falk.
Audible.
Chair Hailu. Chair Happy. Chair Learned. Co-President Menke.
Refreshing my email every 30 seconds. It's my toxic trait.
Co-President-elect Nelson.
Movies.
Co-President Lolo Vidalis.
TikTok.
Advisor Rubel.
Okay, don't judge me. Blackhead popping videos.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're addicting.
Chair Taylor.
TikTok.
Controller Thompson.
Chess.com.
Chair White.
YouTube.
And Director Wyam.
I'm watching HGTV. Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, we'll move into community comment. Is there anyone from the community that wishes to comment?
My name is Matt Munson. Philma.
Sergeant. Hey, you're on Sorry Bet.
Huh?
You're on Is That I'm Sorry?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Perfect. Awesome. All right. I think we'll move into committee updates. The first one we have is from our administrative director. So take it away.
Yeah, so I'm just announcing the resignation of Senator Bickman for personal reasons.
Thank you. Any other committee updates tonight? Okay, seeing none, we'll move into old business. Is there any old business to bring up at this meeting? All right, new business. Our first item of new business is the speech and debate mid-year budget. For that, we have a representative from the speech and debate team. So maybe let's start off with our finance team to kind of explain the budget, and then we'll move into a statement from our representative and any questions that you might have for them.
Yeah, so we received a mid-year from the speech and debate team. We can scroll down a little bit to the highlighted portion. They've already been allocated the majority of the $4,500 cap on travel registration and lodging. So they initially came to us for requesting $1,500 just to meet that $4,500 cap. But as you know, last week we passed that bylaw. So since they qualified for nationals and this is for a nationals tournament, we can fund an additional $1,000. So they asked for the additional $400 that they needed to cover the cost of the trip. trick. Yeah, so that's about it. And you can answer any questions or explain more to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I'll talk real quick about it. So we have two people going to Nationals this year. We originally had three, but one of them did have to drop out. A little bit about it. Last year we did go. We had someone who was top 3% in their category, so we are pretty successful at Nationals when we do have do go. So it's a pretty exciting opportunity. It's in Orlando. It's coming up. I'll take any questions you've got, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. Any questions we have for our finance team or the representative from the speech and debate team? Questions? Okay, seeing no questions, move into a discussion of this request. Are there any speakers for this request?
Co-President Mankey.
Okay, so as a former member of the speech and debate team, they are like the best, and it's great to see them going to Nationals again after quite a few years away from going to Nationals regularly for a lot of reasons. And I'm really glad that Student Senate is able to support them and has been supporting them for the last 4 years, 5 years actually. So I'm just really happy for them, and I'm glad that they're coming to us for this funding, that we can use this new bylaw that we enacted.
Mm-hmm.
I yield. Any other speeches? Okay, seeing none, we'll move into a vote on the budget. All those in favor of approving the budget, please raise your placards. And like, just to be clear, just because we have new members, if you're representing a hall, a class, or international students, you can vote on any motion or speak whenever you want. So all those in favor. Any opposed? Are there any abstaining from voting? Okay, seeing none, the budget passes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good meeting.
Okay, point of personal privilege, we have two mangoes.
You're kidding.
Wow.
Yo, who's getting ejected from this meeting if they win?
Meeting, Senator, free space, vote, and move. They say senator in attendance.
That's true.
Yes, it does. It's part of the meeting. The meeting was called to order, technically.
I vote.
Okay.
Director of class, senator in business.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In agreement?
Okay, excellent. Thirdly?
Did we say?
Senator, student,
finance.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All good.
Wow, that was fun.
That's it.
I'm going to throw a fit right now. I get so competitive with bingo.
All right. All right, we'll move into the next item of new business. We have some new senators. Our administrative director, just like point of information, like, do you have a list of the new senators that we could put on?
So we have Senator Baring for Southwest.
Do you think we could go down the list and like give them a chance to introduce themselves?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe like your year, majors, any other activities you're in, and like why you're in Student Senate?
Yeah, for sure. Senator Baring, you want to go first?
Sure. Yeah, hey everyone. I'm kind of nervous. This is my first time.
So brave.
But I'm really hoping to hit the ground running. I was in Costa Rica for the fall semester, and funny enough, I actually took Autumn Zierman's room, so if you remember the last senator from Southwest, I'm in her room. So that's kind of funny, but I'm a political science major, senior, planning on probably taking a few years off before I go to grad school, but here on campus, I don't really know what I'm doing right now because I only just come back here, so I'm kind of like, this is one of the things I'm doing, a replug. I'm excited to talk more to the people of SWEST because with COVID and everything, it's been like really hard to like see everyone, and so I'm gonna like go down and like I feel like I can start knocking on people's doors and just use it as an excuse to like say hi.
Mm-hmm.
I yield.
Mm-hmm. Senator Vandari?
My name is Josh. I'm an international student from Vermont. I'm a senator for the International Center and Swedish House. Chemistry major, sophomore. And first time in the meeting. be nervous.
My name is Emily. I'm a senior poli-sci US double major. I work for the weekly here on campus, and I'm representing Arbor View my last 2 months at Gustavus. I thought it'd be cool to try something new, and a lot of people in here, so I'm excited. It should be fun.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then we have Senator Feschhausen.
Yep. My name is Wilma. First year, homicide, computer science major. And I am the student representative for SOI. I'll let you read SOI to the Senate and forward all the complaints or whatever requests they have. So I'll just let that act as a bridge. And so, maybe to explore what comes along with.
All right. Thank you, all the new senators. Hope you have a great last, 2 months of the year. We've already gotten a ton accomplished, and I hope that you feel like, we got plenty of time to get some more done before the end of the year. Really excited. Next, we'll move on to the next item of new business, which is the ombudsperson appointment or election, I guess. So for this one, I didn't announce this yet. Okay, so we have new co-president elects. The co-presidents elect are Bergen Nelson and Delaney Bloom, who is studying abroad. Delaney's not currently in Senate, but Ombudsperson Nelson is now former Ombudsperson Nelson because she is now co-president elect Nelson. So because of that, we will need a new ombudsperson to serve out the rest of the year. The bylaws state that when there is a vacancy in the ombudsperson position, the senators must nominate and approve by a majority vote one person, whether they're a senator or not, to be the ombudsperson for the rest of the year. And also keeping in mind that we will be, in the first meeting of April, electing an ombudsperson for next year. Mm-hmm. So this vote right now is, we need one or more people to be nominated for the position, and then we'll have a discussion about, the candidates, and then the senators will take a vote to elect the new ombudsperson. So with that, I'll open the floor to any nominations.
Senator Maurer, I saw your placard up.
Yeah, just a quick question. Yep. What exactly does the ombudsperson role entail for whoever takes it?
That's a great question. I was ombudsperson last year. And what the ombudsperson does is they are the chair of the ethics committee and the chair of the election committee. So the ombudsperson is a member of Senate who tries to ensure that the Senate follows its bylaws and its constitution to the fullest extent possible. They're in charge of hearing all ethics complaints, all elections complaints, and just making sure that bylaw amendments are put into the constitution if they are approved. So they're in charge of enforcing and upholding the rules of Senate. In our bylaws and constitution. But that's a good question.
Senator Davison?
Mm-hmm. All right, awesome. Are there any other nominations at this time? Any other nominations? Okay, seeing none, Senator Carlson has been nominated to the ombudsperson position. With that, I'll give Senator Carlson the floor to talk about how she would make a good ombudsperson for the remainder of this year, and then we can ask her questions after she's done speaking. So, Senator Carlson.
I serve on the Ethics Committee, and I've kind of had a lot of experience with what the ombudsperson deals with, and so I think I have a pretty good understanding and think about the role and how to kind of go through with it well and ensure that the bylaws are followed and kind of making sure everything runs smoothly with those bylaw amendments.
All right. Thank you, Senator Carlson. Are there any questions for Senator Carlson at this time? Any questions?
Senator Baring?
I remember that I have to be careful because I know there's probably lots of kind of unnamed stuff that I'm like not allowed to talk about, but I remember there was like a controversy about during like a past election, and I want that I remember, and I was just kind of curious, like, what's your like conflict resolution style, and kind of like how would you approach a potential like elections violation that would arise in an election?
Yeah, I think that how it was handled in the past, the ethics committee talked about it, and then how we handled that, I think was correct in the way that we reached out to that conflict of interest privately first, and then helped correct any kind of misinformation or any bias that might have been seen, and like worked with that senator if they were willing to, and then just kind of made sure that everything, we wanted to make sure that survey was valid and could be used, and so working with senators, I think, like, normally it's not meant like any kind of miscalculation, so just kind of doing that one-on-one is like, I think, the right course of action.
Right. Any other questions?
Real quick, Senator Baring, do you yield your time?
Sorry, I was going to not. But yes, I yield.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay. Seeing no questions, we'll ask Senator Carlson to leave the room just for a minute, and we can just discuss her nomination for the position and take a final vote. All right.
Wait. Josie, did you close the door behind you?
Oh, good point. Very confidential.
Ombudsperson Nelson.
I would personally like to vouch for Josie, or Senator Carlson. I think that she's been amazing to have on the Ethics Committee and has always been super helpful and ready to learn. I think out of all of my senators on that committee, and she was ready to take it up, and I think that she would do phenomenal in this position. I yield.
Co-President Ilona Vidalis.
Yeah, I agree with the previous speaker. I also say, like, Senator Carlson has been part of Senate for a while, so I fully trust her abilities. She knows how it works, especially being on the committee, so also we have but she's great. I know she'd do an amazing job. I yield my time.
Mm-hmm. I have been working with Senator Carlson on the Ethics Committee along with Co-President-elect Nelson this year, and I just want to say Senator Carlson has an incredible work ethic. She's involved in a lot of different things on campus outside of Senate, and she gives everything 110% effort. With any kind of task or anything that we've had to do ethics related, she's always been up for the challenge and has been helping us every step of the way. And I'd say that with all the senators on the committee this year, herself included especially, we've really been able to make a lot of the ethics things and elections really collaborative, and I think that moving forward for the rest of the year that that's going to be really valuable, and I think that she brings a lot to the table, so I yield.
All right, any other speakers? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Senator Alders?
So if she gets elected now, can she still run to serve next year if she wants to?
Well, she's graduating, so probably not, but yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, any other speakers? Okay, seeing no, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of confirming Senator Nelson to be our ombudsperson for the remainder of the year, please raise your placards. Are there any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, seeing none, ombudsperson Carlson can be let back in.
And we all clap when she gets in.
Yeah, we all clap.
We all clap.
Make it very easy. Awesome. Now we'll move to the next item of new business, which is the committee's bylaw amendment. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you have that?
Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So we have a bylaw amendment that has been sent to all of you. I think it was sent out to the alias this morning. So hopefully you've all had a chance to go over it and read it. It's a pretty minor change, I guess we'll just open the floor. Is there anyone from the Ethics Committee that wants to like kick off the discussion?
I can also introduce it.
Oh,
So I just came up with the idea because we've been struggling to get senators onto the PR committee. And I mean, it's a pretty big committee. It takes care of all of the information that we send out to the student body. So as student body representatives, I think it's important that we're in good communication with them. And I think the fact that we just haven't had that many people help out on the committee, it's been hard for us to, you know, just get flyers out, get information sent out. So this is in, you know, like in hopes of trying to incentivize senators to join that committee. It would take care of your two committee credits. So you would only have to serve on PR. You wouldn't have to serve on two. Same as ethics and finance. So this is just kind of an incentive for senators, but also for the chair of the committee to kind of do some more work. Hopefully with more people, there can be more things that Senate can put out to the student body.
Co-president-elect Nelson.
I completely agree with the importance of this bylaw amendment. I think that transparency is a huge thing that Student Senate strives to have with the student body, and right now we're really struggling to have that because we don't have senators on the committee. I completely agree with the previous speaker that it's important that we incentivize students to be on that committee. I yield.
Co-president Menke.
Yeah, and then just kind of as context for this, just for everyone who's like maybe new or this doesn't come up very often at all. So each elected representative, so if you're representing a hall, a class year, or international students, you're required to have two committee credits per semester. And so you get a committee credit by serving on one of our committees. So if you serve on like health and housing and student and academic affairs, that counts as your two committee credits. And right now we have it so that if you're on finance committee or ethics committee, those both count as two committee credits. So that's the only committee you need to serve on. What this would do is it would make it so that if you're on PR committee, that's the only committee you need to serve on. Like you can serve on other ones if you want, but this would get you your full two committee credits. And I agree with the previous speakers that this would be a positive change because how we relate to the public, to our students is incredibly important. For anything that we try to pass. And as we learned over the course of the year, we don't always know exactly how the students are thinking, and the students don't always know how we're thinking. So bridging the gap there is going to be really important going forward. So with that, I yield. Are there any other speakers? Oh.
Senator Alders.
I was just going to move to...
Oh. Okay, that requires a second.
Mm-hmm. Senator Fisher on the second. Senator Alders, you have the floor.
I personally serve on the Finance Committee, and I think that these committees that only count as one credit are a bigger time commitment, so if we're trying to incentivize the Public Relations Committee to A, have people on it, and B, have a bigger role on campus, then this is a great idea.
Senator Fisher?
I echo the previous speaker, and I yield my time.
Excellent.
All right, any other speakers on the motion? All right, seeing none, we'll move into a vote on the motion. All those in favor of approving this bylaw amendment, please raise your placards. Okay, are there any who oppose? Are there any who abstain? Okay, seeing none, the bylaw amendment passes. And just a side note on that, if I could, just like a point of information, our new senators will be allowed, I don't know how that process is going so far, but should get committee preferences signed up pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are picking out your committee, if you do PR, that's the only committee you have to be on for the remainder of the year. All right, now we'll move on to the next one, which is table tents.
So this is me. If you guys remember, table tents were those like little posters that used to be on the cap tables that had like events that are coming up and stuff. I thought they were pretty cool. It's not about that. I didn't know what to name it. I think we should have some kind of like sanitization wipes on those tables because they get kind of gross. And there aren't as many workers to clean them anymore. So I think to like incentivize cleaning up after yourself would be a good thing. And that's all.
Mm-hmm. Senator Kabede, I noticed that you put your placard up. Or do you still want the floor?
I was going to ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
About the whole community thing. because senators have to be on two committees to fulfill their credits. So far, I've been enrolled in one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to enroll also an additional one more committee to fulfill the credits. So
mm-hmm.
how does that process go? Do we ask?
Oh, point of information, what committee were you on?
Housing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just have to, can I point of information? We'll just have to sign you up for another committee. That can be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, excellent.
Yeah, I guess like point of information, it might not make sense to have a sign-up process like right now, but
mm-hmm.
What we could do as a cabinet is everyone who's involved in that process could get together and figure out where the committees are right now and then like how we can move forward from there. So that's a great question, and we'll be in touch with everyone about that.
Okay, excellent. So back to the agenda item at hand. Does anyone want to speak to the previous speaker's point about the table sanitization wipes, co-president Alona Vidalis?
Okay, this is more of a question, but I remember we were talking about this outside of Senate, and the issue was the fact that the CAF the CAF workers were not cleaning the tables properly. So I'm just wondering, mm-hmm. do you want us to like charge a committee to bring back the tents, or do you want more so just to focus on the sanitization part, or both?
I think it would be a joint effort
if we go together, but the main focus is the sanitation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you yield your time?
Yeah, you
yield
my time.
Controller Thompson? I would just like to ask if this would be a good charge to Student Academic Affairs or Health and Housing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I yield.
Chair Taylor.
I wonder if it could be done with table tents like the things that we had last year were laminated, so it could be used. I'm not sure if it would be because we're laminated or not. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you yield your time?
Yeah, sorry.
Senator Alders.
As far as the lamination goes, I'm pretty sure that was for like the procedure for how we're supposed to be in the CAF last year because of COVID. And I think that the table tents were like CAF events and athletic events that were going on, like an actual schedule was going on for the week. So I think that the lamination might be hard because you would have to like do the thing and then laminate it every week. As far as the whites go, do we think that we will get a different organization to fund this, like the school, or would it be smarter just to charge us through the finance committee to look into how expensive it would be for Senate just to buy it? Now you have my time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Chair Haffey?
I believe the CAF, like I remember my first year, they had these like little 3D, like, I don't know what the word is, but like, you can just print out a little flyer and you can change them intermittently. I don't know if the CAF still has them. I'm pretty sure they do in the storage. So like, if it does get charged to my community, I can probably be like, hey, can we put these out?
Mm-hmm. Director Wyam?
Yeah, I think regarding like the wipes, like I thought about if we would be purchasing that too, but I also think like we've talked about it before, it's kind of a fine line, like what's our responsibility to pay for and what should be the school's responsibility. And I feel like having like sanitation and being like safe in the CAF is not, shouldn't be our responsibility and what we should do with our money.
Co-President Alona Vidalis?
Yeah, I agree with Director Ryan. I also think if this just might be like a worker issue and we might not even have to purchase anything, it could be as simple as like dining services, like talking to their workers about cleaning the tables more often. But I think right now we're discussing kind of two things, like the tents and the sanitation. So I don't know if maybe we try to split this up or have that be one charge, but I would suggest, I think health and housing might be a better committee to go about the sanitation part just because it's health related, and
I mean, the table, I think anybody could kind of just talk to dining services about that. So I don't have a suggestion on which committee, but I do agree that I don't know if it's our responsibility to pay for that. I don't see, now that our contingency is starting to lower as well, if that's just something that the school can take care of. I yield my time. Mm-hmm.
Senator Alvers?
So I think that we should split them up, and with that, I'd like to start by motioning to charge the sanitation reps.
Do we have a second? Senator Mauer on the second, Senator Alders, you have the floor.
Yeah, I don't really have anything like that, just that I think we should
support them. Okay, Senator Mauer?
I agree with you.
Excellent.
Okay. Any speakers on this motion to charge the Health and Housing Committee? Okay, seeing no, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of charging the Health and Housing Committee to look into this, please raise your placards now. All those who are opposed, please raise your placards. And any who haven't voted. Okay. The charge passes. And then just a point of information, so if we want to motion the other half, which is about the table tents, we can do that at this time. I do.
Mm-hmm.
And point of order, senators do have to either vote yes, no, or abstain.
Indeed.
Yes.
Okay, Senator Alders?
Motion to charge the table tents to Academic Affairs.
Do we have a second? Senator Fisher on the second. Senator?
I have an inquiry.
Yes?
So since I got the am I a senator anymore?
From now on, since you were confirmed, are Ombudsperson Carlson, so no, you cannot vote because
that's
you're a member of the cabinet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just double check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. So Senator Alders, you have the floor.
Yeah, I think that since Jim Hackney volunteered to look into this, that we should charge it to her committee.
Excellent. Senator Fisher.
I echo the previous speaker and I yield.
Okay. Co-President Mankey?
I think it would also be really cool to advertise Senate stuff with this, so that would be really cool if the PR committee did that, if we got them back with that. I yield. Any other speakers on this motion to charge the Student and Academic Affairs Committee? Seeing none, moving to a vote. All those in favor of charging the committee to look into this, please raise your placards high so I can see them. Are there any who are opposed to doing this? Are there any abstentions? All right, seeing none, the charge passes.
And point of order, if you are a new senator, you should be voting today.
Yes. Yeah, so just a point of information, just a reminder, if you are representing a hall or a class year, or if you're representing international students, you are allowed and encouraged to vote, speak, motion, do whatever. So with that, I yield, and we'll move in.
Point of information. So two quick questions, because I'm new this semester. did we replace the finance chair with the controller? Did we just make a simple name?
Mm-mm.
Oh, sorry. So there's a
director
finance
line
chair,
controller.
Chair and vice chair.
Cool. Okay, and then do we have to in the immediate future run another election for the hall or off campus?
Yes.
Yeah, we have a few seats left to fill.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably run another
But until
election.
It comes back with the elections committee, we're going to call the meeting back to order and just move on with the agenda.
Yep.
This seems like a after Senate discussion.
All right, we'll move into item F on the agenda, which is My Gustavus. Is there anyone else?
Awesome. My Gustavus doesn't have all the features that the advisor had, which was finding out if you're, balance and then the financial, what was your award, which is kind of important.
What information you can find your award on your business? It is not easy to find. I will say, I feel like web advisor is more accessible, but you can find it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So just a point of information, a point of inquiry. Is the item still on the agenda, or are we moving past it?
Are you looking for more information why?
No,
or
I was going to ask the charge for the tech to allow the
Co-President Menke, and then Chair Hathi after.
Yeah, I think this is great. I think that there are quite a few features that are that were on WebAdvisor that are no longer available on Micah Stavis. And I don't think we've done the best job possible as an institution of communicating how to access those features outside of Micah Stavis. So like if you want to see your CAF account, or if you want to see like your locker combination, you can't do that on Micah Stavis. So I would actually encourage charging the tech committee to talk to GTS and try to figure out how we can get that out to students in a way that's, you know, maybe more than just an email, because I know I saw the email about how to access these features, but maybe not everyone did. So with that, I would look favorably upon a charge of the technology committee to look into this. I yield.
Chair Hathi and then Senator Kabadian. Senator Kabadian?
Yeah, so as someone who works in the GTS, it's going to take a bit more time to actually incorporate the billing estimate sheet and also the balance and the, also the combination into Micah Stavis. And it was mentioned about 2 or 3 weeks ago by someone from the registration office, from the registrar, saying they're trying to incorporate it, but it's going to take a bit more time. So I would just like to know that charging the tech community would be, it would just be asking the obvious questions, because they were not progressing faster. They'll just move at their pace. Mm-hmm. And I think we should just be able to tell students that they're on their way, we're working on it, instead of charging the tech community. Mm-hmm.
Point of inquiry, do you know, if like your transcript is also a part of what they're trying to figure out, that I used to do on the advisor. I don't know if you know.
Oh, okay. So your transcript, you can actually view it on, you can just search, you can actually view your transcript from Micah Stavis. Your transcript is not part because it's present both over the advisors and also Micah Stavis.
Mm-hmm. Do you yield your time?
Aye.
Senator Fisher?
I yield my time.
Okay. Co-President Delano Vidalis?
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and say, like, just so you think we don't forget about it, we can just bring it up during cabinet and just ask Chair Dorn to talk to GTS, and she'll probably bring back the same information. But this is just easier than charging the committee. Mm-hmm. I yield my time.
Okay. Just a point of information real quick. So under parliamentary procedure, we cannot move on from this unless we move to table this item of the agenda. So if there's a motion to table this item, then we'll just move on to the next thing.
Senator Fisher?
I motion to table this item from the agenda.
Do we have a second? Senator Kabadian? Senator Fisher, you have the floor.
Yeah, based on what was said before, I feel like this is the best option. I yield my time.
Senator Kabadian?
All right. Any other discussion on tabling this? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote on tabling this and moving on to the next item of the agenda. All those in favor of doing this, please raise your placards. Are there any opposed? Any abstentions? Seeing none, the item is tabled. We'll move on to item G, which is the DEI survey.
Hi. Conducting a survey of the student body of the DEI-related content in classrooms and how accessible it is with between three curriculums, which is LAD, free crowns, and then challenge, and how different each curriculum approaches this. And so I would need students to essentially email this out to the student body so I can do at least like a sampling pool of it. I've worked with the provost, I've worked with the RRB to see if this is like, if I need any oversight, my job is completely not for this besides the asking for your major and your review of your intro curriculum.
Senator Baring?
I don't know if this is preliminary, but would it be appropriate to motion to charge this item to the Academic Affairs Committee? And then we can discuss it? Because I'm assuming that's the right committee.
I think, if I could just say, I think we can send out this survey currently. I think Can you try to open up that survey? Okay. So if this is okay with you, we could review the survey that we already have prepared, and then we could vote to send it out or not. Is that what you're looking for, Chair Taylor? Okay, perfect. Do you want to walk us through each item of the survey?
Okay. The expected graduation year is to differentiate between the goals of the pace and this post curriculum. And then the major is to differentiate between majors because not all majors have the contract, as well as the curriculum. Free crown challenge from the arts perspective all have different, an inclusion of the higher level things. And then the question is which one is what curriculum. Do you think, what's your opinion on the curriculum you're currently enrolled in? Are you able to take classes different from your own? And are you able to take classes different from your own? And when you think about it, just opinions on the curriculum at the status, I think it's important to include student feedback about the curriculum because of the discrepancy between how we promote and how it actually is. Mm-hmm. How you like that.
Mm-hmm. Senator Elders?
Is this for a class or for Sunday?
It's for Sunday.
Okay, that is just all I wanted to know. I'm here.
Okay. Senator, and can you remind me how you pronounce your last name?
Fasajan.
Yes. Senator Fasajan.
I would like more clarification on what the DEI stands for.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion. So it's including gender studies, diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Controller Thompson?
Just wondering how you're going to analyze the data, what you're going to do with it.
I'm going to present it to the President of the Council on Diversity and Inclusion with the data I've got from the Provost's office that I'm working with them, and combine those, present it, and that's going to be the industries. This is my first time surveying or doing research and certifying, so this might stab it. I'm so sorry. I yield.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. I yield.
Okay, Senator Alders, did you have something to say?
Yeah. So, are you the chair? Do we have a DEI chair? Is that what you serve as?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That is I thought so, but I wanted to make sure. So, your goal is to show, that we need more inclusion, basically, between the majors to the committee?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then do you want this just sent out or motion to charge someone?
I'm so sorry.
I think it would be most efficient and the most efficient use of our time as the Senate to look over the survey now. And then after that, have senators send this out to their respective constituencies. So, mm-hmm.
And point of inquiry, would we have to then motion to, how would we move on from this topic if we were supposed to, I don't know, if there's not going to be a motion to set into place to do something about it, how would we move on from this
Technically,
topic?
You can't, charge all the senators at once to do this. And please don't try, because that would be a nightmare. Tabling it also wouldn't work, because that means we wouldn't be able to talk about it unless it is voted on to talk on again. I think that, honestly...
Point of inquiry, could we maybe vote to just approve?
Yeah, we could vote to approve the survey as it is.
And if senators
would like to send that out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Co-President Mankey?
I think it would be most efficient. I've done a few surveys as a senator in Student Senate. On water fountains and other stuff not as important as this, but I think the best way to send out a survey is if it's one person sending it out to their entire audience and not splitting up, because then there could be discrepancies in terms of what the messaging around the survey is, and we want to prevent that being good surveyors of the student opinion. So with that, I think it would be most efficient if we were to approve the survey and authorize the chair of the Anti-Racism and Racial Justice Committee, Chair Taylor, to send it out to the class lists. That is the motion I think would be most effective to send this out to get a uniform understanding of the student opinion. So with that, I yield. And are there any speakers or motions?
Senator Alders?
I would like to motion to vote on the survey and to let the send out to the classrooms.
Do we have a second? Senator Fisher? Senator Alders, you have the floor.
I think that this is a great idea and that we should, like the chair of this committee, send this out and I.
Excellent. Senator Fisher?
I think this would just be great data to obtain on a variety of accounts, not only just about the GAC curriculum, but also just like ways that Gustavus itself can kind of improve upon it. And that's why I feel like it should be approved, and I yield my time.
Excellent. Any other speakers? Seeing none, move it to a vote. All those in favor of approving the survey and authorizing Chair Taylor to send this to the student body, please raise your placards. Are there any who are opposed? Are there any abstaining? All right, seeing none, the survey has been approved, and Chair Taylor can send that out to the class lists. And we'll move on to item H, which is the dance team budget. Does anyone from finance want to introduce this?
Sorry, yeah, okay. So this letter was sent to us, I think, about 2 weeks ago now. It was before the national competition. Long story short, they went to California because they qualified for nationals. They brought 9 dancers and 2 coaches. They are required to bring a coach in order to compete at this competition. They provided just a listing of all of their expenses. I think more so just to show that our $4,500 cap on travel registration and lodging does not cover what they are requiring. So this was one of the things that instigated our bylaw change, just so that we could allocate that additional $1,000 to them. Yes, so as I said, they went last week. So what Finance Committee is proposing is a retroactive funding, which requires a 2/3 majority vote of Student Senate to override our bylaws, since we technically are not allowed to retroactively fund in an organization or an event. And it would just be for the $1,000 allowable limit on that nationals. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. Yes, right now what happened was they took the, they went to Deb Swanberg, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound right? Okay. They went to her and used her card to purchase all of the lodging, flights, everything that they needed. In order to go on to this trip, and then her funding stopped at that $4,500 cap, and then the rest of it was divvied up between the rest of the girls that attended, which ended up being for travel and lodging was about $200 a person. This wasn't including costumes or any food when they were out there. So technically this $1,000 would help cover at least $100 per girl that went out there that weekend. Yeah, and they rehearse at 7:30 on Mondays, so no one was able to attend tonight.
Co-president-elect Nelson?
Just a clarifying question. This would not go towards retroactively funding their costumes, correct? Because I don't believe, according to our bylaws, that we can do that.
Right, correct.
Okay.
I will say, though, since it is like inherently necessary to their org, costumes mm-hmm. would be fundable for the dance team. We already did fund like some uniforms for them earlier in the year though too, so yes, but this would just be going towards their travel and lodging.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. I definitely recommend that senators motion to vote for this and help the dance team out. I yield.
Senator Alders?
Yeah, so I serve on the Finance Committee like I said earlier, and I think that it's unfortunate that we didn't pass the bylaw amendment before these girls had the opportunity to go on their trip. And because of that, it just makes sense to retroactively fund it now that it's part of the bylaws. And with that, I would motion to vote.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a second? Senator Baring. Senator Alders, you have the floor.
I just want to say that I did, so I do.
So true. Okay. Senator Baring.
Yeah, previous speakers state my opinion. I do.
Excellent.
All right. Any other discussion of this budget? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of funding $1,000 to the dance team, please raise your placards. Is your placard to approve? All those who are opposed, please raise your placards. Any abstaining from voting? Okay, with that, the budget passes. And we'll move on to the final item of new business on the agenda, which is the German Club mid-year budget.
Yes, so we received one from them in the previous semester, I'm pretty sure, and it was a little bit vague, so they sent us back another one to approve. This was much more detailed, which is greatly appreciated. It's for two events that'll be coming up. I think the date just was not updated in there for February 10th, but yeah. Anyways, so these are the events that they're planning, the Hair Bowl game night, and then I'm going to butcher that word, Rufflet is my best guess. And yes, so we're proposing that we approve the fully recommended amount of $167. It is for food, but they did specify that all the events are open to the general public and membership doesn't matter. Additionally, it is part of their mission statement that experiencing the German culture is pretty much inherent to the organization, which food, I feel like, pretty much falls under culture. So yeah, we'll take any questions.
Mm-hmm. Are there any questions on the budget?
Senator Alders? Do we have a second? Senator Baring. Senator Alders, would you like to speak on the motion? Senator Baring?
Yeah, and also I'm just noting that they didn't add anything that would be like a take-home item, which mm-hmm. I remember we didn't want, so it looks great.
Mm-hmm. All right, any other discussion? Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of approving this budget, please raise your placards. Are there any opposed? Any abstaining from voting? Seeing none, this budget passes. Is there any other new business? Any new business for tonight's meeting? All right, seeing none, we'll move into announcements. I guess we'll start off with our administrative director.
Yeah, so I'm going to be sending out a committee redistribution form because we have new senators and cabinet thought it would be a good idea to give some senators the opportunity to serve on some committees that they hadn't served on before. So please look out for that. And I'll also be sending out a doodle poll for a potential luncheon with Doug Thompson. So please watch your emails. Thank you.
All right, Advisor Rubel. Did you have an announcement?
I do, but I didn't even raise my placard.
I just saw you had your hand on it, so.
just a reminder, if you can make it, on Wednesday at 2 o'clock is a free webinar. I sent out the link. What is SGA? Student Government Development, Leadership, and Advocacy. He's a pretty good presenter, actually. Emily's heard him, too.
Mm-hmm.
He specializes in student government leadership. Things. Dave Kelly is his name. So tune into that. Check your email for the link. If it works for you, it would be very helpful. Mm-hmm. I yield.
Co-president Ilona Vidalis.
Africa Night is Friday. Pull up.
Mm-hmm. Co-president Menke.
Yeah, please don't delay when responding to Administrative Director Levon's emails. Please don't push that to the bottom of your inbox. Please respond to that as soon as possible so that we can get those committees formed and that we can schedule a luncheon with Doug Thompson to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion. On that topic, some new data just dropped 3 days ago. The Diversity Climate Assessment Survey. The results are available to all students if they want to see the data. You just have to sign like a confidentiality agreement, like don't go telling anyone about this, except, you know. But if you're interested in finding out about what students felt about diversity, equity, and inclusion as of spring 2021, please find your way over to the email called Diversity Climate Assessment Update. And if you scroll down to the bottom, there's a hyperlink to get it, and you can see all the data that we got from that survey. And I've read through it. There's some really interesting things, and I think there's a lot of stuff in there that Student Senate can build on to try to improve our DEI efforts for the remainder of this year and into next year. So with that, I yield.
Controller Tom? Oh, wait, sorry. I messed up myself. Okay, Chair Haffey?
So salary negotiation workshop is this Thursday at 5 to 6 in the conference room.
Point of inquiry, what kind of snacks?
I don't know. He didn't tell me. He told me not to tell anybody because he doesn't want people, but I'm like, Andrew.
What was the time?
5 to 6 on Thursday. And the Falcon
Crew.
Now, we'll have a Zoom link if you can't make it in person.
Excellent. Controller Thompson?
Yes, so Model United Nations still has some spots open for our spring Minimon conference. That is March 18th to the 20th. We have, like, really, really good characters. Like, we got Blackbeard and Steve Bonnet on, like, a committee about pirates. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get involved, it's a really fun opportunity. Just reach out to Katie or me or Gates also. And, well, you're not going, are you?
I'm on tour.
So contact Katie. But it's going to be super fun, and we'd love to have you there, so I'm going to go.
Okay, Director Wyam?
Bethesda's are having a traditional fundraiser that we've done every year, Mr. Gustavus. We're bringing it back. So hopefully you saw some people getting nominations for that. We're hoping to get a really good turnout. We have popcorn, cotton candy, some men dancing really funnily. So,
yeah. Point of information, maybe we should nominate our co-president.
I don't think Jenny would like that.
But, yeah, so pop out to that. It's going to be in the cab also on Friday night. So, if you're hopping back and forth from after night, make sure to stop out there. There will be a raffle for some Hug Your Homies sweatshirts. So, come in and get a ticket for that. Thank you.
Are the Girl Scout cookies coming back with the potatoes? They ran out of cookies. So, and their distributor is not letting them get any more. <laughs> So we couldn't even finish our cookies, it was bad, but it's fine. Yeah, sorry about that. Okay, Chair Allard. Oh, I was going to say what Hunter said, but just to like go further into it, basically it's
A simulation of a historical event. So the event that Hunter was talking about with Blackbeard was like pirates trying to take control of the Bahamas. And so there's a bunch of famous pirates, but there's also the assassination of Julius Caesar. And we have Brutus as a character. So it's a lot of fun. It's kind of like theater, but also just chaos, but that's good chaos. So I highly recommend. Yeah, you'll
make it. Benjamin.
Yeah, just like a PSA to all the seniors, don't forget to apply to graduate, because it would be really awkward if one of us didn't graduate. Like, that would be really weird. So yeah, the deadline is March 19th, so please find the email from our registrar and apply to graduate, because that's why you're here. So with that,
allegedly. I yield.
Any other announcements tonight? Okay, at 8:03, I adjourn speech.
I just got two big...
No, listen.